PMN News at 8, Ma Lolele, I'm Kalia Strong. Auckland Council member Josephine Bartley has gone public with her personal story about problem gambling and its impact on families. In an article with Stuff News, she admitted her late mother had a chronic gambling addiction, leading to them losing their family home. Bartley says gambling is so normalised, people don't realise it's a problem.
You know, lotto seems to be quite normalised, playing cards all night. So it seems to me like it just flows on from there for pokies, to be playing pokies for 4 days straight. Like, since this has come out, a lot of people have said to me, oh, yeah, we're the same. Like, mum would disappear for a few days and we'd find her at the casino.
A political studies academic says Pacific nations must be allowed to forge their own futures without the sway of superpowers. The two-day summit between US President Joe Biden and Pacific leaders wraps up today with multi-million dollar aid and development commitments. Dr. Yati Yati from Victoria University says China's involvement in the Pacific region triggered renewed interest from the US and Great Britain.
It is no secret that the heightened interest from the West in the Pacific is because of China's presence there. So to some extent, Pacific Island countries should be very thankful to China because they put them back on the geopolitical map. They need to forge their own future without being manipulated all the time by some of these big powers.
And officials are saying it's not too late for people who haven't received their voting pack in the mail to vote in this year's local elections. The local government minister, Ninaya Mahuta, revealed yesterday she herself had not received her papers and said there may be a review of how the elections are run. Local Government New Zealand Chief Executive Susan Freeman-Green says people who haven't received their pack can still place a vote.
You can cast a special vote. So you can check whether you're enrolled by going online at the Electoral Commission, see if you're enrolled, and then get in touch with your council and cast a special vote. And we really encourage people to do that this weekend as an absolute priority.
And finally, a New Zealand poet laureate regrets not learning the Tuvaluan language from her grandfather, calling it a missed opportunity. Dr. Selina Tusitala-Marsh is a celebrated poet and author who was selected to read her poem Unity in front of the Queen and Commonwealth leaders at Westminster Abbey several years ago. But she says she still wants to connect and contribute to the Tuvalu community in other ways.
We've had to go on our own identity journeys too. Connect. Like, learning language is my really dumb part, but I give myself permission to be Tuvalu in my own unique way. God made us perfect exactly the way that we are, and when we get to accept that, we can flourish and we can make our own unique contributions to our people, to our community.
And that's PMN News at 8. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.